Let's begin. I want to begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to take a look at the Scripture, even through the tools that you have provided. I pray that you might help us to have a hunger and thirst after your truth. Bless the teaching time, and we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Well, if you don't know me, I'm Pastor John Brummett. I pastor a church in this area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Southeast Dallas, Free Grace Bible Church in Forney, Texas. And I've been a Logos Bible software user almost from the beginning, from over 20 years. And over the years, I've developed some customized tools that I'd like to present to you that if you have Logos Bible software, I think you have a gold package or even some of the basic packages work with this that make finding things a lot easier. Let's begin by asking some questions. So if I was studying passages on the millennial kingdom, how would I find, and anyone can answer this, by the way, if you're, you know, a Logos user, you tell me how you could find this. Find five verses which speak of Jesus as king in the millennium. So I want to find in the Logos Bible software just five verses that speak of Jesus as king in the millennial kingdom. What would I look for?
Search.
Okay, search. All right, let's take a look at our search. And if you know, you have a Bible search here and a book search. So a Bible search searches the Bible. You have what version you want to search. I have here the New King James. And then what text? I want to search the whole Bible, all Bible texts. They have a new thing called verse and chapter. We won't get into that. And then I have my search range. And for now, I'm going to put all passages. What I would start out with would be the word king, English word king, right? So let's try that. I'll just type in the word king and hit enter. What do I have? I have 2,953 results. How long will it take me to go through those results? And then try to figure out, well, is that related to the kingdom? And so it would take a lot of time to find out where Jesus is mentioned as king in the kingdom. There's an easier way. If I capitalize king, the New King James has deity references in capital letters. So if I capitalize king and then make sure I have match case. So I don't want lowercase or uppercase. I want king and hit enter. My results are narrowed down. Now I have 2,953 results. All right, here's how you do it. I created a passage list of all millennial verses. I studied Walver, Ryrie, Chafer, and I came up with a list called a passage list of 500 verses related to the kingdom. So Logos Bible software only searches 500 verses. So let's put millennial passages here. So I type in millennial, and there's a passage list that I created, and now I have the Abrahamic covenant. I have Genesis 17:6, kings shall come from you, and kings will come from the line of Abraham, but Abrahamic covenant related to the kingdom. I have chapter 2, verse 6 of Song 2, yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. It's a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ and his future kingdom reign. And then we have the King of Glory. By the way, I don't have the match case here. There we go. Now the case, I have Song 2:6 that shows up first. I've set my king on the holy hill of Zion. Song 24:8, who is this King of Glory? I believe that's a reference to the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I have also a passage here in Zechariah 14:9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And They will come yearly to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 6. Then we have a reference in the New Testament, Matthew 25, 34. The King will say to those on his right hand, you know, judgment of sheep and goats. So I've narrowed down the verses just in relationship to the kingdom. So I have this kingdom filter. And there's several other filters that I've created. So that's one example. The next example is find five verses which speak of loss or reward. How would I do that? Now, I can type into my English Bible reward and then try to figure out, okay, is this gain or loss, and look through all those passages. I think there's another approach. If I look through the Grace New Testament commentary and search for reward near loss, and my results will be targeted. So let's take a look at that. I'm going to search now my books. I'll type in reward. And then I love this search, capital N-E-A-R. So this with this. This within how many characters? I think it's at least 10 characters. So if this word occurs within so many characters, this word, whether it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, then it'll find those results. So I'll have reward, near loss, and then I'll search the Grace New Testament commentary, the new one. So I have Grace New Testament commentary, and I think it's this one, the revised one, that big one they sell out on the table on the corner. So, I hit enter, the Grace New Testament commentary, reward near loss, and now I have relevant results. Okay, let me put the results here. Reading order. So, I have some passages here. And let me put column view, full screen. And so I have here passage of several places in their commentary that refer to reward near loss. And I didn't just do this quite right, but you'll find several results with that near search. Let's go on. Let's go forward here. Find five verses which speak of reward of crowns at the Bema. Now, if I search for the word crown or crowns, you know, Jesus wore a crown with his death on the cross, crown of thorns. I'll have a lot of results. But if I narrow it, there's another passage list I created. Rewards in Bema. So I went through the New Testament, found all the passages that I could find on the concept of reward or concept of the judgment seat of Christ or Bema. And therefore, Logos is going to sort through those verses only and type in crown. So let's try that one. Let's go here to a Bible search. And then the word crown. And hit enter. And let's do the New Testament. Let's go back here and do the New Testament here. Let's start over here. Let's go back here with the New Testament. All right. I got faith alone filter. I got to take that filter off. That's the problem there. Okay. And let's do just the King James Version, all Bible text. And I want to do with the reward, Bema reward. There it is, my passage list. So I found my passage list, Bema reward. So now it's only going to look through passages that I tagged as Bema and reward. Now I'm going to type in the word crown. Crown. And there it is. So I have 1 Corinthians 9:25, speaking of a perishable crown. Paul's running for a crown that's not perishable. We see the crown of rejoicing in 1 Thessalonians 2:19. There's a crown of righteousness laid up for Paul in 2 Timothy 4:8. A crown of glory, 1 Peter 5:4. And then crown of life, Revelation 2:10. And then that exhortation that no one will take your crown. So you see how helpful that is when I'm thinking about any concept of reward. Let's do the word prize. Paul speaks about the prize. So we'll keep our Bayman rewards filter. And now I'm going to talk about prize. And Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:24 speaks about running for the prize. And then another passage, Philippians 3:14, presses toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, you can do this with English words or Greek words. You know, I can search for Stephanos within Bayman Rewards. You probably can think of some creative ideas on how I can use this search and this filter. Next, find five verses that speak of eternal life as a reward. How would I find that? Well, if I type in just the word eternal life, or maybe I'll do a phrase search with quotes, eternal life, usually the phrase quotes in Logos, you put it in quotes, so you put eternal life with quotes, and it'll search for that phrase in your Bible translation. And then I can do an or search, or everlasting life in quotes. But I'll get a lot of results, including, you know, John 3:16, everlasting life, which is not really dealing in that passage with reward. It's dealing with a current possession. So I want to find out where eternal life is spoken of as a reward. So let's go back to our filter once again. I'm going to keep Bayman Rewards, and I'm going to type in the phrase eternal life, and I'm going to put it in quotes, and then I'm going to say, well, maybe it will speak of everlasting life. Maybe it'll be phrased instead of eternal, the New King James will use the phrase everlasting life. So I'm going to do or I'm going to put in quotes everlasting life. Let's go back here. Now let's take a look at our results. We have the parable of the rich young ruler, which has the phrase, what must I do that I might have eternal life? Some take that as a dual usage, whether possess eternal life, and then he goes on and speaks of reward. But he does use the phrase inherit eternal life in Matthew 19:28. Mark 10:30, he talks about the age to come, receiving eternal life as a reward, something to be earned. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Luke 10:25. The example in Galatians 6:8, he who sows to the flesh will reap of the flesh corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life. And then Paul speaks about laying hold of eternal life. So I have 12 results. The results now are what I'm looking for. They're narrowed down because I'm looking only at reward passages. Now, if I did the flip side, I only want to find the phrase eternal life or everlasting life in relationship to justification. All I have to do is switch my filter to faith alone. I have a passage list of all verses dealing with faith alone in Christ alone. Now I have 9 results. John 3:15, shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16, John 5:24, and then so forth. John 6:40, 1 Timothy 1:16, 1 John 5:13, that you might know you have eternal life. So that's dealing with eternal life as a present possession, having believed in Christ. So that makes things a lot easier when I'm trying to find results. Another example of this, We looked at that, eternal life as a reward or eternal life as a present possession. I would use my reward passage, reward list to do the prior one, and then I would do my faith alone list to find that second one. Next, what about books? Recently, I went through all the Grace and Focus articles, 37 years, and I compiled them all in one document. So I have 37 years of all the Grace and Focus articles in one Word doc. I created a Logos book out of that, and now I can do the near searches. I can do all these searches through Grace and Focus articles. Yes. Yes. All these I'll share with you. No charge. I'll have to ask Bob about the Grace and Focus. Maybe I'll ask him about it. I'll get permission from Bob. I haven't told Bob this yet, but I have all the Grace and Focus articles that you can search on any verse, any passage or phrase. And it's a lot easier than trying to do it online. Online is helpful, but, you know, you can't do the extensive searches in Logos as you can't do that online as you can do in the program. So I want to find an article in Grace and Focus on 1 John 3:9. Let's take a look at that. I'm studying that passage. And let's take a look at that passage first of all. 1 John 3:9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. That's a difficult passage for a lot of Christians. And the typical solution is what? Does not continually sin, right? The tenth solution. But that's not the case. I don't know about you, but I, many occasions, I continually sin. So it's absolute here. He refers to the seed. But I want to find out if there's an article in Grace and Focus. Now, I can do it a couple ways. I can go over here on my search and type in books, and then I can do Grace in Focus. And I should have, here it is, Grace and Focus articles. So I'm going to search through 37 years of articles here. Let's type in 1 John 3:9. And I could do it with the text, but you want to choose this, the syntax there. So if it's simply tag 3:9 and not 1 John 3:9, it'll find all the results. So I have 16 results here, and I have the title here, Do Born Again People Sin? First article that shows up is an article here in Grace and Focus magazine that Bob Wilkin did years ago. Do Born Again People Sin? And then other passages that contain 1 John 3:9, this passage dealing with Galatians 5:4, has this passage ever bothered you? Can believers fall from grace? But 1 John 3:9 is quoted, and so forth. So I can research that passage. I can also do it from my right-click menu. If you're familiar with the right-click menu, Logos, I'm in my Bible. I can right-click, choose the reference, 1 John 3:9. Here's how I do this. I go and I choose all open books. Now, that's open right now, Grace and Focus, but it doesn't have to be. And now it shows New King James, Grace and Focus, those 16 results. All I have to do is go up here and change the book. And that makes it a lot simpler. If I want to do it directly from my Bible, I search all open resources, and then I can go and choose what book I want to search, 1 John 3:9. All right. We can also look at 2 Corinthians 13:5, but another example. Find 5 articles on the subject of eternal security. All right. Now, I don't want to look at the phrase eternal security. So if I just typed in the phrase eternal security and looked at in Grace and Focus magazine, it might be listed under an article that just briefly mentions it. We're not really dealing with the subject of eternal security, but I want an article dealing with eternal security. let's show, for example, if I wanted to look at Ryrie's basic theology, he has an, I know for, I've done this search before, he has an article on eternal security, but let's just do it this way. Let's go back here, two books, and I'm going to type in quotes, eternal security. All right, spell it right. Well, let's try that again. S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y. Quotes. Now, I have all open books. I created a filter of grace books. And this is another thing. Thank you. I have all books in my library dealing with grace. Now, I created a dispensational author book, author filter as well. So, when someone has this, if they have Logos, it'll automatically categorize every dispensational writer. So I don't have to worry about Reform, although some dispensationalists are Reform, unfortunately. But it narrows my results down. So I have a grace author that I created, a grace author filter, and I have a dispensational filter as well, all the dispensationalists in your library. And it's something I could share. So, eternal security. Now, instead of all text, so I'm searching here, my grace resources, and I'm using that word grace in a broad sense. I want to include, not everyone holds to exactly this and that, but I'm using it in a broad sense. And then I want to look at search fields. This is field searching. Now, if I'm dealing with articles, I want heading text. Three things: heading text, large text, and title. So those are the three I want to tag: heading text, large text, and title. Now hit enter. I can sort by book. We have the book of Salvation of the Soul. He has mentions eternal security there, but I'm going to do none. And then this first one that comes up, our eternal security in Christ. Eternal security is for all who believe. I have Bob Wilkins' book right here. Let's click on that. He has a chapter on eternal security in his Confident in Christ, chapter 11. So I can study eternal security in more detail by narrowing it down to heading text. So I'm looking at just a heading text instead of just the word eternal security. Any questions so far? Okay, let's move on. Searching collections. As I said before, I have a collection of all dispensational authors, so I can search from all my dispensational authors on a passage or phrase or whatever. I created that, and then all free grace authors. And Zane Hodges, how would I search just Zane Hodges? Let's say 1 John 3:9 and Zane Hodges' works. Let's go back to Logos here in books. So I want to type in, now I don't want to type in Hodge because there's Charles Hodge, okay? I found the easiest way is to type in the word Zane. And that narrows it down. There's one other writer, I think, in my library named Zane. It's interesting if there were Zane Grey novels. I might find some Westerns here. There's some Zane. That's not a common name. So I have 42 books with Zane. And so I have eternal security just in Zane's writings. Now, hit book. We have the Journal of the Grace Evangelical Society, an article by Zane Hodges. Spiritual Lessons from the Life of David, Zane Hodges. Tough Texts by Zane Hodges. So I can either create an author collection if I really want to narrow it down further and make sure that Zane Hodges is the author and I won't have any other authors, or I can do it on the fly. I can type in like Chafer, Ryrie on the fly in the searches and narrow my results just to that author. I highly recommend. How many of you have the complete set on the Grace Evangelical Society Journal? How many of you have, Tommy? It's $99. You can buy, how many years is it so far? 16, 18? How many years of that journal? That goes way back, right? Yeah, it goes back into the 90s? Did he start in the 90s or late 80s? Logos has the journal, and I think that's an excellent resource for $99. And that's what I have here, Journal of Grace Evangelical Society. It's 33 volumes so far. Okay, let's do the next thing here. Passage lists. Now, these are the passage lists. I already mentioned the Millennial Kingdom passage list. 500 passages on the Millennial Kingdom. I have angels. I created an angel. I did a search on angels and added all. Like if I wanted to look at Gabriel or Michael or you know, I can find passages related to angels. So I'll list all these passage lists I created. Bema and rewards. Christ's resurrection, went through and all the passages in Acts, all the passages in the Gospels and Epistles of Paul, the New Testament on Christ's resurrection. Creationism, which is an interesting filter, took Henry Morris's works and went through. He has a book on all the passages on creation. And so and I did some searches on creation and then I could throw them all into that list. And like, for instance, if I wanted to study about where in the Bible, where can I find a passage related to God creating the moon? So I can type in the word moon and search just my creation passages, and I have instant results. So I can narrow it down. In Christ verses, I have all the passages on being in Christ. 200, I counted, did a study on being in Christ or in Him. Messianic prophecy. All the prophecies of Christ. So I can type in the word Bethlehem and use my messianic prophecy filter and come up with Micah 5:2. Instantly, one result. Rapture, all the passages on the rapture. Rapture and second coming passages. All the passages dealing with Christ or the cross, the crucifixion. And then tribulation, if I wanted to search the Antichrist. I can search through my tribulation passages. So these are some of the things that I have customized. Now, where are these available? All right. I'll show you where these are available. If you go up to your documents and you go to public and you type in the find box my name, Brummett, B-R-U-M-E-T-T. Then you can add them to your library automatically, and then you can start searching through these passage lists. So, Brummett, go to public. I made many of these available publicly, and if that doesn't work, let me know. All right. Charting search results. What chapter in the Bible mentions, here's a question, what chapter in the Bible mentions faith to be born again more than in any other chapter in the Bible? Any guesses? What chapter in the Bible mentions faith to be born again? We're not talking about sanctifying faith. We're talking about justifying faith.
Does it have to be the word faith, or could it be the word?
Let's say just the word faith. Let's just say the word faith. The English word faith. Pistis, pistuo, was it? And he guesses. What? Let's not chapter. Let's do books of the Bible. What book in the Bible would you look for? John. You would think John, right? No. Okay. You got it. Galatians. All right. Let's take a look at it. Let's do faith. All right. And we're going to do a Bible search. We're going to look at faith alone passage list I created. Right here. And then, let's see, all Bible text, faith alone. Okay, let's take a look. I have 59 results. Let's see. Let's chart that out. I think I have the results here. So if I chart this out, I have Galatians chapter 3 that stands out right there, 13 results. So Galatians chapter 3, I like charting things out because it just pops. So Galatians chapter 3, notice the passages here about did you receive the Spirit by the hearing of the law or by the hearing of faith? And he mentions that again in chapter 3, verse 5 and 7 and so forth. 3, 9, 11, that is where faith alone in Christ, that would be a great chapter to preach on, justifying faith. All right. 10 minutes, right? Okay. Answer Galatians 3. Now, Logos has historically had a problem finding maps easily. Now, they have some interesting map programs. They have an atlas. But in the past, I find it very difficult to try to find a map on the fly for any passage that you're studying. So I created my own resources so that I can find a map easily anywhere. So, for instance, find quickly a map of David and Goliath, the battle, where that was located. Find a map of Joshua and Jericho, the seven churches of Revelation, Deborah's battle in the book of Judges, or Jesus with Pilate. Let's take a look at an example of this. Now, I have maps from various atlases. I have owned several atlases here. And let's take a look at this one here. Let's do Carta's Bible Atlas. That's one of the best Bible atlases. Created one here. Four. Let's start with... Let's take this and link it. So I'm going to link this to my Bible. I'm going to link A. I'm going to open my Bible here on the left and do link A. And I'm going to type in David and Goliath. I'm going to type in David and Goliath. I think it's under Goliath. So here it is, David and Goliath, 1 Samuel 17. All right? Now, I have, on the right, I have some maps here in 1 Samuel 17. And so I go back, I'll go down and find, I got the filter, I need to turn this filter on, emphasize active references. And let's see if it shows up here. And I have a map of David and Goliath. I can click on here on the right, David and Goliath. Let's try another one here. Joshua and Jericho. Let's do Joshua 6. Lack of time here. I want to type in Joshua 6. All right. Oh, there. See, that's what I wanted to do. That red. See that red right here? I have the tradition of the conquest of the land of Canaan. I click on that, and there it is. There's the map. He goes into Jericho and then eventually Ai. Now, what's nice about this is I place these battles in biblical order. So if I'm just studying the book of Joshua and I want to find maps related to, you know, the reign of Shechem, you wouldn't even think about that. It's in Joshua 8. I click on that link and there you have that map, conquest of Gibeon, map related to that, and so forth. I can type in my Bible, Jonah, or let's say Ruth. Book of Ruth. Let's go to Ruth. And I can find maps related to the account of Ruth and so forth. So I created these personal books. And if you have a personal book builder, you can take my Word doc and I create all the links to these atlases. So, for instance, the Sacred Bridge Bible Atlas is probably the world's leading Bible atlas. Used to be Macmillan Bible Atlas, but Sacred Bridge has 300 in-color maps of the Bible. And I took all those maps and put them in biblical order. And I created links to those maps, and I have the verses. I created a personal book so I can just link my Bible and click on it, and I can have a map that quick. All right.
What was the name of that map?
The Carta Bible Atlas used to be Macmillan. I like Sacred Bridge is similar to that, but in color. They took a lot of this map. There's some overlapping between the Sacred Bridge and Carta. I like the New Moody Bible Atlas. Holman has a Bible Atlas. There's several other good ones, but those are some of the best Bible atlases or Bible maps for Bible maps out there. Okay, 5 minutes. All right. All right, let's look at another thing, info window. I like this info window when comparing translations. Let's take a look at James 2.14, Nord Faith. James 2.14. So I have this little information window I'm going to open up here. And information up here, I'm going to drag this to the right, and I'm going to open up James Chapter 2, 14. What does it profit, my brother, if someone says he has faith but does not works? Can faith save him? Now, usually translations will have that faith. So what translations have that translated that faith? So I hover over faith, and notice here I have that faith is in New American Standard, ESV, and so forth. Such faith is NIV, CSB, his faith, that kind of faith, see how NLT tries to qualify faith, that kind of faith, and so forth. All I have to do is scroll over that, and then if I own these interlinears, so these are interlinears that I own. You have to own the interlinear. The more interlinears you own of these translations, then the more results you'll get. I can just scroll over that word and I can compare various Bible translations, how they translate that passage. I'll give you one more example. The example on 1 Corinthians 5:11. You probably heard of this example. 1 Corinthians 5:11. I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother. That word named. All right. Notice here, so-called New American Standard. L-E-B, so-called. The one who bears the name of ESV, that's kind of neutral there, bears the name. But NIV has who calls himself, see, who calls himself. Notice CSB, who claims. So the idea, well, this is not a genuine Christian. And that's not in the Greek, by the way. So this is helpful in the sense that shows you all these heretical versions other than how they translate that word name. Yeah.
Is this automatic or was this something that you created?
No, this is their program. This is
info?
Yeah, there's an information window that's a tool. It's in the tools.
Okay.
And the more interlinears you own, the more results. So if you don't have the interlinear for the CSB, you won't get the results. So some having only a basic package will have 3 or 4 results. But if you own more translations with interlinears, because they're looking at that word in the Greek or Hebrew, they'll make that comparison. Now, created a visual filter of all the places in the Bible. So if you're looking at Paul's journeys in the book of Acts, I have in bold in your King James places. So if you're just studying those, I can turn those on or off. Filters for all the places in the Bible. I have a filter for all the females in the Bible. I have put it in pink. Create a pink filter. So what's helpful if at the end of the book of Romans, Romans 16, Paul lists a bunch of names, right? And there's some females in that list. And those ones that are female pop, those ones I can look automatically. Yeah, they have one. So that is helpful. Now, what package should I buy? That's the question. All right. Legacy packages. Legacy. And I would say the sweet spot is $80 starting out for one legacy package. All right. How much should I spend for Logos? As much money as you have. let me tell you, if you look at the gold package, which is what they recommend starting out, it's listed at $1,600. You say, wow, that's a lot. The problem with that is they're going to give you a lot of reform stuff. They're going to give you a lot of this and that, stuff that you really don't need. So you want to focus it in on free grace riders, dispensational riders, and you want to get the best bang for the buck with the features. And so you build legacy packages. I have a handout that has what packages you should buy. And here's the sweet spot, the pricing, I would say, for a beginner, around $600, $650. So if you want the beginning that has some basic tools that are useful for the beginner, I say that price range around $650. And that's stacking these $80 packages. And like there's Messianic Jewish collections that includes a lot of Fruit and Bomb stuff. The GES original commentary was in one of the earlier packages, those $80 packages. But it contains a Bible Knowledge commentary and a bunch of other stuff. So there is a method that I worked out, the most bang for the buck. I have it. So if you're interested in that, see me afterwards. I think we're out of time. Any questions? Yes?
I think I have Logos 8. I got it a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. They don't keep supporting the different versions. You have to keep upgrading or updating every year for subscription or anything like that?
Okay. Your software should still work with the Logos 8. But they're really now pushing a subscription model, which you have to own a Logos 10 gold package, which is pricey. And then we'll only charge you, you know, $10 a month, you know, but, you know, it's you have to own the gold packages, though, in order to have that subscription. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say buy, and I have a whole list of, you know, what's available with free grace material. Now, personal books. I've created a lot of personal books like Grace and Focus. That's not available. I could take any Word doc and I could copy stuff off the internet. If I have like good articles that are free grace or books, I can incorporate that and build a personal book. Most of your packages includes the ability to build a personal book. And so I've done a lot of that, a lot of personal books. Yes.
You can build on what you have.
Yes, you can build. You can add to it with the personal book builder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's a lot of free grace material out there that's available, but it's not incorporating the Logos, you know. And over the years, I've had to create, you know, Word docs myself and copy articles and so forth and create my own free grace stuff. Or I'm not the author, but, you know, the search in Logos. So, yeah. Yes. Yes, I have a presentation here of what exactly they'll learn. But off the top of my head, learning how to build a personal book, learning how to search, basic search, searching for passages and subjects, near search, Greek word studies. And that, I want to focus on Greek word studies, and that's why some of those packages have some good lexicons. Now, BDAG is a world's leading lexicon, but you're going to pay around $250. So most people, that's unaffordable. But how to do proper word studies. So those are some of the things that cross-references. You know, I have the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. It's 500,000 cross-references, which is awesome. I use it all the time. You have a New King James in the Logos. You can scroll over, you know how, like in the center column, you'll have your Bible that has A, B, C, D. Center column, you can scroll over those and you'll have cross references. And then searching your Bible for cross references. So, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff related to. I think the bottom line is, how do I study a passage of Scripture using the tools? How do I look at the Greek? What are good study tools? Harmonies of the Gospels. You know, we'll get into various study tools that you can use to study the Scripture. I'm teaching a class this fall, beginning in August. That's the advanced class. The advanced class. No. Yeah, it's already. Bill's already done the beginner's class, right?
That should also be offered in the fall.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you. Yeah, both. Yeah. Yeah.
That's something people have taken it this past year. Or if you're already familiar, you
might have a bit more advanced. Right. Yes. Well, you can go in and review it yourself. Go online and you know.
I did it through Logos, so is there some other way you go to do that?
Not that I know of. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.